Good morning. Greetings of grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, be multiplied unto you now and forever. Amen. There's a lot of people here today. I like that. Happy Easter to all of you. Easter is a great day. This morning we are going to look at the resurrection text from the Gospel of John. It'll be from chapter 20, verses 1 through 19. It's John 20, 1 through 19. I'd ask, as you are able, to please stand for the reading of the Gospel. Again, we read as follows in the name of our Lord. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth, and cometh to Simon Peter, and to the other disciple, whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen cloths lying, yet went not he in. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen cloths lie, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the Scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back, and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled, for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst, and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. Amen. Please be seated. It got really loud all of a sudden. A little bit of rain coming down, it sounds like. Makes the day even better. Everything's being washed. Everything's being cleaned. Just like we are. This is the first day of the week, which would be the Sabbath. It's 3 days after our Lord gave himself over to be crucified. Three days after all the work has been done for us. Mary Magdalene goes up to the sepulcher, up to the tomb. And it doesn't say it in here, but in other Gospels we see that Mary wasn't alone. In most cases, there are two other women with her. And they are going to bring more herbs and spices to anoint the body of Jesus. When they get there, they see the stone is rolled away. They look inside and see that Christ is gone. Now, I don't care how you look at this. You go to where somebody's supposed to be when they're dead and they're not there. It's going to scare you. And Mary does the only sensible thing that she can think of. She goes to tell the disciples. She comes to Simon Peter and to the one that Jesus loved, which we know as John. She's also talking to the other disciples, but these are the only two that take action and go to see. Now, I got a little bit of a kick out of this, that Simon Peter and John are running. And in John's Gospel, he says that, and the other one outran Simon Peter. I guess he thought he was pretty fast or something, but looking into it a little deeper, we see that the age difference in Simon Peter and John accounts for that. That'd be like me trying to outrun a senior in high school right now. Probably ain't gonna happen. They get to the tomb. John gets there first. And he looks in and doesn't see Jesus. He doesn't enter in. He looks in and sees that Jesus is not there. And Simon Peter gets there and goes right in. He sees the clothes or the cloths or sheets or however you want to put it that Jesus was wrapped in, folded neatly. And he sees the napkin that was about his face folded neatly in another spot. This brings to attention the fact that if this were someone just stealing the body, they wouldn't have unwrapped him. They wouldn't have taken the coverings off of him that were keeping the grossness in. When Jesus Christ is resurrected, all that is gone. He can take away those sheets, fold them up neatly, and put them into a nice, neat stack. Because he's clean. All the blood and everything from his death doesn't matter. Now, after Peter has gone in, John also enters into the tomb. When John enters in, it says he saw and he believed. So he had been doubting the whole time that Jesus was gone. It may sound like he believed that Jesus has risen from the dead. We were told very clearly that they didn't know that he was supposed to rise from the dead. He didn't have that understanding yet. He only believed what Mary Magdalene had told him, that Jesus Christ's body was gone. And now the disciples do an odd thing. They go back to the places where they're staying. It says that they go back to their home. But that would be kind of difficult, for all the disciples were not from Jerusalem. So they go back to wherever they're staying for that period of time. And Mary stays there. Mary stays there crying, weeping, wondering what has happened to her Lord. While she is doing this, she looks in to the tomb again and sees two angels, one at the head and one at the feet of where Jesus was laid. One of the angels speaks to her and says, "Woman, why weepest thou?" She says, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him." And they say unto her, when she had thus said, she turned herself back, for after this she was ready to leave. She was ready to go back to her home to weep in private. And she saw Jesus standing there and didn't recognize him. Jesus asked her, "Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou?" And she, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, "Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away." She figures if this man has taken away the body of Jesus, he has probably not brought him to a respectable place or any place that she would like. And she figures she's going to go take care of him. Mary Magdalene figures she's going to go grab a fully grown man and bring him wherever she needs to bring him. That's love. She wants Jesus Christ brought to a respectable place where she can come and mourn over him, where she knows where he's at. And Jesus does the most comforting thing he can here. He says her name. Simply says, "Mary." And she immediately recognizes who he is. She says, "Rabboni," which is Aramaic, which is master. The love that is shown here by Jesus is incredible. The first person he shows himself to after his resurrection is Mary Magdalene. And the first thing he does is comfort her. Then he says, "Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father." There's no reason that we know of for her to not touch him, as we see farther on in the Gospel of John, that Jesus asked the disciple Thomas to touch him. So it's not real clear why, but he says, "Touch me not. I am not yet ascended to my Father. Go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God." Jesus Christ has given her direction. And it's pretty good direction for the rest of us also. Go to my brethren and say to them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Go tell all those who follow me, I will ascend into heaven to my Father and to your Father. Jesus Christ has gone into heaven to our Father and to our God. He has gone there before us. This is the act of salvation for us. When he goes to our Father in our place to be judged. He is there at the right hand to take away all of the sin from us, to take away all of the pain, take all the worry, it's been done. Now, Mary Magdalene, being a devout follower of Jesus, does as she is told. She goes to tell the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things unto her. Now, how many of you are going to believe that? 3 days ago, you saw a man crucified and buried. Earlier that day, you hear that someone has stolen his body. And then you hear that he's alive. He's walking around. He's talking. I'm pretty sure I'd have a tough time with that. But again, we see the love and comfort of Jesus Christ. The same day at evening, when the doors were shut where the disciples were, Jesus appeared to them and stood in the midst and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. The disciples were assembled in a large room, and it could have been more than just the 11 disciples, seeing as the 12th was Judas and not there anymore. There could have been quite a few other people there, other followers. But they're all assembled because they were afraid of the Jews. They had seen what had happened to Jesus Christ. even though they had been told that none of them would have been harmed by Jesus. They saw what happened to him and they were afraid. Jesus comes into there and he could have rebuked them. He could have told them, "Why are you afraid? Why are you hiding? Why aren't you out spreading the news of my life? The good news." But Jesus comes in and says, "Peace be unto you." And that's what he says to all of us. Peace be unto you. Your Lord and Savior has died and risen again. You have no need to fear. You have no need to hide. Peace be unto you. It's a pretty hard concept to grasp. We go through all of our daily worries and cares. We go through all the missed opportunities that we could have shared the gospel with someone. We think, well, you know, could have really done something there. I could have really helped that guy. God's probably pretty upset with me. But no, he's not. Our God and Father has sent his Son to take all of that from us. That peace that we are given, that peace that passes all understanding, doesn't make sense. We shouldn't receive it. We are sinners. But it has been given to us. All we can do is receive it. What else is there? What else can we do? That peace is life. It is our life here today. In our eternal life. Verse 21, Jesus says to them, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." Even so, I am sending you. Jesus was sent into this world to bring peace, to bring love, and eternal life to everyone on this planet. And now he is sending us. What else can we do? We have the peace, we have the love, and we have the life. This Easter morning, we remember the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. We celebrate it What else can we do but share it with others? This is our life. Our Father has sent His Son, and His Son has sent us. So peace be unto you, and love be unto you, and life be unto you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you. We thank you so much for the great gift of your Son who died on the cross for us. Father, we ask as we go out into your mission field that you would guide us, you would protect us, you would love us, so that we may love others around us, that they may know your love for them. In Jesus' name, amen. Humble your hearts and receive the Lord's benediction. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift His countenance upon you and give you His everlasting peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.